The natural world has long been a source of inspiration for those trying to make new materials. Tiffany Walsh has been away in Cambridge for a long time doing just that, but is now back here exploring possibilities in Geelong, Victoria.
No, it's absolutely as you put it. We start with nature, because when you look at the kinds of materials that you see in nature, their performance is incredible, they have multifunctionality, and they're created under really benign conditions. These are things that we cannot achieve in the lab at the moment. So what we want to do is draw inspiration at the molecular level about how to actually create new materials using the rules that we can infer from nature.
Because nature's been doing it for probably 100 million years.
Certainly we would want to try and exactly kind of harness the fact that there's been a lot of optimization going on in nature, and not that we want to use that optimization to say make seashells again in the lab. We want to use the rules to actually make totally new materials for different purposes.
Give me some examples. Where did you start off?
I started looking at how a biomolecule called a peptide can recognise one material over another. So these molecules will stick preferentially, say, to a gold surface rather than, say, a quartz surface. If we can understand why it will stick selectively to one material over another, then we can start exploiting that. You can think of these molecules like a choosy glue. They will prefer to stick to one interface over another, and then you can start using them to construct bigger assemblies.
What kind of things?
Basically, if we bring together gold nanoparticles and we can hold these nanoparticles at a certain distance apart from each other, then we can exploit this plasmonic kind of behaviour. And if we can do this in a very precise way, we'll be able to make all sorts of new materials with different optical kind of properties. So we need to understand how to stick these particles together in a very precise way, with precise spacings and with precise arrangements.
Have you done it yet?
No, we haven't, but we're working on it. So one thing we want to do is even go beyond this. One thing that nature can do when these materials are being made is that they're actually quite adaptive, because the interaction between the molecules and the inorganic component is not like a total sort of lock and key that's unbreakable. It's able to be remodeled, and that's one thing that enables materials to be reconfigured. For example, so you can make a material that could respond to some external stimulus, say if you shine light on them, and they might be able to reconfigure and deliver a completely different property. This is what I come back to in terms of saying we want to make materials that are multifunctional.
In what kind of optical instruments?
Okay, one application that's really important is things like waveguides. So we want to direct and sort of channel light in particular ways. And this is something we can achieve using these types of assemblies of nanoparticles and biomolecules.
So what's a waveguide?
For example, if you want to make optical circuitry, so instead of using electrons, you can use light, and that way you're able to miniaturise devices so that they're even smaller than what we have now.
So that's one example. What other examples are you working on outside the quartz and the gold?
So one thing we're trying to understand right now is a really basic problem that has challenged researchers for a long time, is trying to understand how seashells actually get put together. So one particular material we're focusing on is called nacre. It's mother of pearl, the really shiny inside of an abalone shell. Nacre has a really interesting structure. It's made from something called calcium carbonate. Well, it's a composite of calcium carbonate and some biomolecules. So it's like calcium carbonate and glue. Calcium carbonate is basically chalk. And when you think about chalk, it's a rather kind of soft substance. You can snap a stick of chalk in your hands, right? And yet somehow, when you make a composite of chalk and this glue, in nacre this takes, it's about 95% chalk and 5% glue, you end up with a substance that has a fracture toughness that is just so much greater than the sum of its parts. If we can understand those principles, we can harness that to make new materials that have superior mechanical strengths.
Or even pearls.
Pearls with superior mechanical strengths, maybe.
No. But the abalone shells are absolutely gorgeous. That mother of pearl stuff is just beautiful. Can you do that?
We could. That's something that, you know, we're not focusing really on the optical properties, but maybe there is something to that that remains to be explored. Right now, being traditional material scientists, we're more interested in just bashing this stuff and seeing how much it can take in terms of putting it under mechanical duress.
So take your inspiration from nature and bash it with a hammer. Well, no, I'm sure Tiffany Walsh uses more delicate methods in her lab at Deakin University, Warren Ponds, Victoria.